canal area. It's generally ship channel area. That's basically, I can't really.
Does it go by ward number?
It bounders on the fifth ward area, but I don't think it goes by ward number.
Where did the rich Mexicans live?
Haven't the slightest idea.
What about the white neighborhoods?
What about them? Which ones?
The poor ones and the middle class, the upper class.
Okay, poor neighborhoods, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, the old money, the people still reside in the River Oaks area. You're finding more people with old money who moved out, coming back in near the Montrose area where prices are skyrocketing. Over in the University, Rice University area, Sunset Boulevard area, you find some people with money. And then newer money, they're living out near the Galleria area, the Post Oak, West Amis, San Felipe area, as far as I know.
What was Montrose like?
Before when?
How's it changed?
What's do you know anything about Georgetown and Washington, D.C.? The kind of area it used to be and what it is now?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. It was a neighborhood with where old people, well, not old people, where people had their homes and grew old in their homes. Some were just frame houses, some were brick houses, but they were old. All right, about 5, 6, maybe 10 years ago, it became an area for hippie type, drug culture, what have you. Okay, with transportation being the way it is and gasoline hard to get and what have you, everybody, someone had the foresight to realize that this was the best area for starting a restoration of an old area. And it is now becoming an area where houses that sold, say, 6 years ago for $10,000, that same house and property might sell for as much as $60,000. And what you're finding, like, for example, the lady who's in the office with me now, she lives in the Montrose area. She's about to knock down her house and build a townhouse on the property where she lives. Where she is now, where she's been all day, we are opening up another office in that Montrose area. And there's a foundation, what is it, DeMille, something like that, foundation that has bought up a lot of this property, and they're going back, knocking it down, building townhouses and what have you on it, and selling them for tremendous prices.
What are the boundaries of Montrose?
Montrose, I really don't know. I think it's bounded. The seventh boundary would be the Southwest Prairie Way, and the, not seven, I'm sorry, eastern, the western boundary would probably be over as far as Kirby Buffalo Speedway. And the southern boundaries are Montrose Boulevard. Not take that back. That's wrong. It's not Montrose. Something like Bissonnette. And the northern boundaries would be something like West Gray. I think, or maybe not quite that far, West Alabama, somewhere up. I'm not really certain about that. But it's an area not too far away from here. It's about 10 minutes away.
Is that predominantly white?
Yes, it is.
And in town, the place where you could park,
Scott? Garage.
Okay, what's the garage like?
What is it like? What are you talking about? Public parking garage?
Is it more than one level?
Some of them are.